भगवते वासुदेवाय वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 16 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड कृष्णा चेस्टाइजेस द सर्पेंट कालिया वी आर रीडिंग टेक्स्ट 27 तं नर्तुम् उद्यतम् अवेक्ष्य तदा तदीया गन्धर्वसिद्धमुनिचारणदेववध्वा प्रीत्या मृदंगा पनवानक वाद्य गीता पुष्पोपहार अनुतिभि सहसो पशेदु ट्रांसलेशन एंड परपेट बाय हिज डिवाइन विशल एसी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी प्रभुपाद ट्रांसलेशन Seeing the Lord dancing, his servants in the heavenly planets, the Gandharvas, Siddhas, sages, Charanas and wives of the demigods immediately arrived there. With great pleasure, they began accompanying the Lord's dancing by playing drums such as Mridangas, Panavas and Anakas. They also made offerings of songs, flowers, and prayers. Purport. When the demigods and other residents of higher planetary systems became aware that Lord Sri Krishna was personally putting on a wonderful demonstration of the art of dancing, they immediately came to offer their services. Dancing becomes more enjoyable and beautiful to watch when it is accompanied by expert drum playing, singing and the chanting of the prayers. The artistic atmosphere was also enhanced by the showering of multitude of flowers upon Lord Sri Krishna, who was blissfully engaged in the dancing upon the hoods of Kaliya serpent. Hare Krishna. That is unqualified as I am. So I need blessings of all the Vaishnavas so that I can speak something. I hope Balramji is not here with a blade of grass. Here we are hearing this pastime of Kaliya. And Supreme Lord Sri Krishna is enacting pastime of dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. And it's a most pleasant dancing. Krishna has got all the qualities in full. And one of the quality he relishes is he likes to dance. We see about Gaura Nataraj. He dances. He exhibits pleasure while dancing. If you see the life sketch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was practically dancing in his whole life after he received initiation from Ishwar Puri. He was practically dancing at the house of Srivas Thakur. He was dancing whole night, and wherever he would be going, he would be dancing and doing kirtan. And that would be the most attractive thing in the entire creation to see. And Krishna wanted all Brajavasis to see this beautiful pastime of dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. Krishna could have killed Kaliya, but he didn't kill Kaliya. He spared Kaliya. And he exhibited this particular dance and was so graceful. Like it is said that Krishna's feet are soft like butter. And when Krishna would traverse on the land of Vrindavan, gopis would be mortified, thinking that how Krishna's feet will be hurt by the rough surface of Vrindavan. And same soft lotus feet of Sri Krishna are placed on Kaliya, and it was a thunder on the head of Kaliya. Generally, people are fearful of snake. Even a small snake comes and you find so much commotion. Suppose in church gate, one small snake enters, everybody will empty that bogie. So people have got fear of snake. And you can imagine a snake with 1,000 hoods. Such a fearful, so much poison, such a powerful snake as Kaliya. And Krishna was effortlessly subduing Kaliya. The reason is that he is the Supreme Lord. Krishna, when he does creation, he lies down on Anantashesh. And huge Anantashesh is there. So what is Kaliya in front of Krishna? It is insignificant. For our mundane eyes, he may look very great. Even demons like Ravana, Kamsa, Hiranyakashipu, for mundane people, they were so great, so powerful. But compared to Krishna, they are insignificant. Because Krishna's power is unlimited. And Krishna is creator of them also. And whenever Supreme Lord does some beautiful pastime, all his pastimes are beautiful, so devotees want to participate. So even he has got fans in other planets also. So Siddhas, Charanas, they all came with musical instruments and they started to play music, they started to sing, they started to offer flowers to Krishna. Generally, like say in films, when a hero goes and heroine is there and they are in some garden and they sing something and music starts automatically. But here Krishna started to dance and automatically from other heavenly planets, all these his fans came and started to play various beautiful instruments. They started to sing, they started to offer flowers. And the singers of here are inferior compared to the singers of the heavenly planets. Like Gandharvas can sing so beautifully. It can enchant the heart of anyone. Their playing of musical instruments and the flowers which are there in heavenly planets are much more beautiful than earthly planets. And they are offering showers of flowers on Sri Krishna, seeing this beautiful pastime. And we can imagine Krishna's skill of dancing. Generally, sometimes on street we see that sometimes people exhibit some skills on walking on rope. You see, they are tied with bamboos at both the ends, and one rope is there, and they take another bamboo and they are just walking on the rope. And so many people gather to see that. But the rope is steady. Suppose what you shake the rope very powerfully, that person will fall down. So here Krishna's, Kaliya's hoods were very powerfully going here and there, thousands of hoods. And Krishna was dancing on that, and that surface was slippery. In slippery surface, one cannot dance. So here Krishna was skillfully exhibiting his art of dancing. And all his devotees from the heavenly planet were so happy to render some service. It is heart of devotee to offer service to Krishna. like rather than somebody stealing the beauty of Krishna, one should render service to Krishna. Like we see when Darshan is there of Ashta Sakhi, Radha Gopinath and Ashta Sakhi are there. So you see, each Sakhi is offering something to Radha Gopinath ji. Either they will offer some butter, or they will offer some laddus or chamar, peacock, fan, flowers or so. So devotees, rather than just seeing the beauty of the Lord, they would rather want to offer something to the Lord. And Lord is bhavgrahi. He is happy to accept that offering, even if it is insignificant offering for Sri Krishna, accept is with gratitude that particular offering. And here demigods came to offer this particular seva, and Sri Krishna was so happy to accept this offering. On the other hand side, Kaliya's poison was coming out. You can imagine from his mouth, poison and blood is coming out, and from the top flowers are coming out. Flowers are pouring down. So devotees are pouring flowers and other offerings. And Kaliya, from his side, he was offering his poison to Krishna completely. He was getting purified. Like we see in this particular pastime, and in comparison to pastime of Mahaprabhu's pastime, there is one difference. Here Krishna dances on Kaliya and the poison is coming out. And in Kali Yuga especially, people are as good as serpents. So much poison is there in the heart. So much poison is there in the heart. In this party pastime, Krishna is dancing on the hoods of Kaliya and poison is coming out. And in Kali Yuga, people are dancing in Kirtan and their poison is coming out. That is the difference. In a happy way, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is purifying devotees. Kevala Ananda Kanda. Like this particular process has been given in a very easy, enjoyable way. Like Krishna is purifying Kaliya. And Kaliya is miserable. Completely miserable. Like he is physically miserable. One of the assets of serpent is poison. So all poison is going out. He is miserable. And he is insulted in front of everyone. He is insulted in front of his wives, Dvijpatni, his children, Brijvasis, demigods. In front of everyone, Kaliya was insulted. And that's why Kaliya was so angry at Krishna. So whatever capacity he had, he wanted to strike Krishna. But on the other hand side, if we compare with devotees, so devotees are humble. Even if some, say, situation come when they are been trauma or tortured, they are humble. Or even they are insulted, they don't retaliate. Like Kaliya is insulted, so he is retaliating. We find many devotees are insulted badly and they don't retaliate. Like Haridas Thakur was insulted badly in 22 marketplaces. It's such a big insult. Suppose somebody is given this punishment of being beaten on 22 railway stations. What a big insult. Suppose he is taken to Grant Road station and in front of whole public he has been beaten. Then he is taken to another station and he is beaten. Such a big insult. And Haridas Thakur was ruthlessly been beaten in all these markets. He didn't retaliate. He just took as a mercy of the Lord. And Jesus Christ, we see the example. He knew beforehand that this situation will be coming next day. And it's such a big insult. A devotee has a crown with thorns put on a cross, and in an insulted way, he has been killed. And Jesus Christ accepted. Because they see the people who are insulting as an instruments of God. Hand, they see as a hand of God. So they are not angry. Even Jesus Christ was not angry on the people who are insulting him. they just prayed that they don't know anything, so kindly forgive him. So that is the difference between devotee being insulted and other end side, somebody who is not a devotee, he is being insulted. He gets immediately angry. And devotee is calm, composed. He assimilates and understands that Krishna wants to happen in this way and he accepts it. And we can understand what fortune Kaliya had. Lakshmi ji, the treasure of Lakshmi ji is the lotus feet of the Lord. And we see that Lakshmi ji's favor is, everyone wants it. What to speak of people of this earthly planet? Even the demigods wants favor of Lakshmi ji so that they can remain opulent. And same Lakshmi ji wanted to participate in Krishna's pastime. Krishna didn't allow. And Krishna allowed Kaliya in his pastime. You can imagine. The same lotus feet where Lakshmi ji aspires to cling to her heart, same lotus feet were on the head of Kaliya. And it was appearing very beautiful. Krishna's body is darkish complexion, but he's got reddish soul with various marks. And Kaliya serpent has got many jewels on his head. And when Krishna would place his foot on the head, so it will appear, it will be on the jewel of the head of Kaliya, and from that light will come, and the reddish tinge from the lotus feet of Krishna will come out. So it would appear so beautiful. And Krishna was dancing on the hood of Kaliya. Such a big mercy given to Kaliya. And Krishna marked his different kind of tilak he gave to Kaliya. His various marks on his feet were on the head of Kaliya. And with this particular dance, Krishna made Kaliya as pure devotee. In like Garuda is the carrier of Supreme Lord Krishna in his various pastimes. But is mentioned in Vedas also that in some incidences Krishna uses Kaliya also as carrier. You can imagine such a wonderful mercy which Kaliya received. And Krishna was dancing on the hoods of Kaliya. His marks were there on the head of Kaliya. And Krishna stamped him as pure devotee just by putting his marks on his head. Like suppose somebody wants to go to abroad, so his passport has to be stamped. Okay. So before making Kaliya pure devotee, Krishna is stamping on the hood of Kaliya. Okay, now he is bona fide pure devotee. Now he can be accepted by other devotees as pure devotees and his poison is removed. So poison in the heart is more deadly. Like one time we were on yatra and we were told this incidents at Tirupati that in Sri Vaishnava Sampradaya, there is one Acharya is there. His name is Ananta Acharya. So Ananta Acharya was bitten by a snake. And he was pure devotee. He would serve Supreme Lord Tirupati Balaji. And Tirupati Balaji would speak to him. So he was bitten by a snake, deadly snake. But he didn't care and just engaged in service of Tirupati Balaji. So Tirupati Balaji spoke to him that you have got poison in your body. Why don't you go to some doctor and remove this poison? So Ananta Acharya told to Tirupati Balaji, he said that I have got more deadly poison in my heart. Suppose with this external poison, two things can happen. I may live or I may die. So he says that if I live, then I will take bath in Pushkarini and serve you. And if I die, then since I am serving you, I will go to Vaikuntha. So I will take bath in Virija river and go to Vaikuntha and continue serving you. What is the difference? So he mentioned that poison in the heart is more deadly than other poisons. Other poisons can be removed, but poison of the heart to be removed is so difficult. So difficult. It requires so much endeavor. And poison in the heart, only Krishna can remove it. Nobody else can remove this particular poison. So here we see wonderfully that Krishna is giving a special mercy to Kaliya. As I mentioned that he could have killed Kaliya. For instant, Aghasur was there. So when Aghasur attacked cowherd boys and they were so-called dead, so Krishna first of all killed Aghasur and then revived cowherd boys. He could have done the same thing with Kaliya. He could have entered the belly of Kaliya. He could have expanded and Kaliya is killed and he could have saved his cowherd boys. So why he didn't do that with Kaliya? The reason is that Kaliya had some connection with devotees. His wives were Nagapatnis. And Nagapatnis were devotees. And even if somebody is, say, most polluted, but even in that situation also, if that person is loved by devotees, or devotee have got affection for that person, he is very fortunate. We see in the pastime of Amoga in Jagannath Puri, Sarvam Bhattacharya had son-in-law named Amoga. And Sarvam Bhattacharya had a deep desire to serve Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So he invited Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please come to my residence. I want to serve you by feeding you. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Bhakta Vatsal. He agreed for it. He came and there was a grand feast. Grand feast offered by Sarvam Bhattacharya. Huge. Husband, wife, both are cooking. So many dishes were there. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came over there. And Mahaprabhu expected that I'll be offered just little prasad only. I'm a sannyasi. But Sarvam Bhattacharya gave him so much prasad. And he insisted, you have to finish this. So many varieties of prasad, so much quantity of prasad. And as soon as Mahaprabhu would end it, he would again refill it. And just to please his devotee, Mahaprabhu would be eating prasad. Krishna is a self-satisfied person. He doesn't want external food to fulfill his hunger. We are in a human body. So time to time, like, we feel hungry. And we need to quench that hunger. But Krishna doesn't want food. He wants devotion. So since Sarvam Bhattacharya had devotion, Mahaprabhu, just to keep his devotion, he accepted it. But his son-in-law, Amogha, could not digest it. He came on the scene and he started to criticize Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was saying that, what kind of sannyasi, you are eating so much food. And he was making similar statements. And Sarvam Bhattacharya, his wife heard, both were so angry. Sarvam Bhattacharya was chasing Amogha with the stick, with own son-in-law. He wanted to beat him with the stick. And then Amogha ran away from there. He was a Brahmana, but still he had this poison in the heart. He ran away from the scene. And Sarvam Bhattacharya and his wife apologized to Supreme Lord, that please forgive us. due to his impudent behavior. And to the degree his wife made a statement that better my daughter becomes widow. That is better than my son-in-law coming and criticizing Supreme Lord. And Mahaprabhu didn't say anything. He just accepted whatever and he left. And Amoga, since he did some reaction to Supreme Lord, he got reaction immediately and he was sick on the deathbed, about to die. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came over there. And he rubbed his hand on the chest of Amoga and said that you are a Brahmana. How can Brahmana's heart be like so hard like this? And due to the touch of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was completely purified. And he surrendered to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this particular pastime, we see that Amoga was so envious with the Supreme Lord, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He was criticizing, badly criticizing. And on the contrary, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made him pure devotee. And he gave his love. And what was the main reason for that? Because Amoga was connected with Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have given him punishment. Okay, you die with this disease. But that would have definitely give pain to the heart of devotees. His father, his mother-in-law, father-in-law, and Mahaprabhu didn't wanted it. So since his connection with devotees, he was made pure devotee. And here also we see in this particular pastime of Kaliya, Mahaprabhu, Krishna, he made him pure devotee, Kaliya. The reason is that Kaliya had connection with Nagapatnis who are devotees. And then later on Kaliya realizes that he is Supreme Lord, he is not an ordinary person. As it is, Kaliya was staying in Yamuna and he got very special mercy. Like Dinbandhu Prabhu in Brajmandal Parikrama, he tells one pastime to glories of Ganga. He mentioned this pastime that one time Garuda caught a snake and he wanted to eat that snake and he just took the snake and was flying away, but somehow the snake's tail touched Ganges water and immediately the snake was transformed to 400 Vishnu, 400 form of a devotee of Vaikuntha. And Garuda put that personality on his back and took him to the Vaikuntha Loka. This is Dinbandhu Prabhu quotes about the glories of Ganges water. And what to speak of Krishna's lotus feet, who are the source of Ganges water. Completely most purifying, and Kaliya is getting that. So he is definitely, he is completely liberated. Completely liberated from all sins. Like in Mahaprabhu's pastime also, we see that in childhood, one snake came to his house. And as usual, devotees, house members were afraid of the snake. And Mahaprabhu wanted to play with that snake. As Nima, he wanted to play with the snake. But then he was playing also, he sat also on the snake. But then devotees in the house were disturbed, seeing their, they were in Vatsalya Ras, they wanted to protect Nimai. So then Nimai gave up here. So Krishna considers the Vatsalya also. Like here he may be doing heroic act on dancing on the hoods of Kaliya, the most heroic. He's a supreme hero. But at the same time, the parents and other people in the Vatsalya Ras feels that he's a small child only. Suppose say Gopal Garden, children enact a drama. Krishna chastises Kaliya. And definitely somebody has to act as Krishna. Some boy who is in second standard or third standard may act as Krishna. And he will be chastising Kaliya. And the mother may be watching the drama from the audience. And as soon as the drama is over, the mother will come to the child and embrace the child. Oh, nicely, see you, so nicely you acted. You are not ate anything last 3 hours. She will open some dabba, take something, vagara. So she will never consider that he is something very great hero. So similarly, in land of Vrindavan, although Krishna would enact such a pastime as he lifting Govardhan or he killing Putna or other demon or chastising Kaliya, the cowherd men and ladies who are in Vatsalya, they would feel that our small child is there, somehow he is saved. And they would repeatedly pray for him to Vishnu or Narayan that please protect this particular child. Their prayers generally like we pray for us. We come to the deities, we pray for us, we request other devotees, please pray, please pray. But in Brijvasis, especially in the case of elderly men and women, they were more praying for Krishna that please protect this child. He is getting so many disturbances, so kindly protect this. So although Krishna does such a powerful acts, but he covers in Yogamaya. And that is the difference between Vaikuntha and Vrindavan. In Vaikuntha, he does powerful acts, but then he is treated as powerful person by everyone. But in Vrindavan, he does powerful acts, but he is treated as child only. So that is the glory of Krishna. He doesn't want to exhibit as supreme Lord, as all-powerful Lord. He rather want to be accepted as friend. He rather would like to accept it as a child. He want to accept it as lover or similar relationships. And he doesn't want to spoil that relationship. And we should hear these pastimes. We should chant the holy names to purify our hearts. Like Narottam Das Thakur prayed that Manushya Janam Paya Radha Krishna Na Bhajiya Janiya Suniya Vish Khayenu. That means we have taken this rare human birth, and in this rare human birth, if we don't chant the glories of Radha and Krishna, so actually we are eating poison only, because we'll be in some years only we'll be dead. Like snake may bite and a person may die in very short time. But if snake doesn't also bite, this kalp sarp is going to bite, and we are eating poison if we are not glorifying the Supreme Lord, we are not hearing his pastimes, we are not serving devotees, then ultimately we are eating poison only, which will end our life. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Please forgive any mistakes, my impudence to speak in front of you all, exalted personalities. Hare Krishna. Jai. Srila Prabhupada ki. Jai. Anant Kodi Vaishnav Rund ki.